Every Saturday night at 9 o'clock, we bring you a true story that has made headlines in Scoop.
The Death of a Town.
Kimmel, Kimmel. Wake up.
Oh, I say. My head.
Hey, sit up. There's a good fella. There, that's it. Lovely morning.
Where am I? Where is this place? Oh, careful. Steady on.
Well, the town is Hinckley, East Minnesota. The place, jail.
Good gracious. How did I get here? Hinckley? Never heard of it.
Yeah, you were drunk and disorderly on the train last night.
Oh yes, I remember. Did I get thrown off?
No. I wouldn't have blamed them if they had, mind you. They waited until the train pulled in here and left you in the platform. You'd passed out by then.
Oh, good heavens. I must have been in a bad way.
Oh, it was pretty bad behavior, Mr. Poulsen.
You know my name.
Well, this letter here was in your pocket.
Oh, I see.
And so were these dice. One of them loaded. Pack of cards, marked, I notice. Money, quite a lot. Here.
Splendid.
And this magnifying glass. This is what I can't figure out. You're a professional gambler, correct?
I suppose you could say that.
Yeah, that's what I thought. But why the magnifying glass?
Well, the truth is... What did you say your name was, Arthur?
I didn't, but it's Jed Hawkins, local sheriff.
Oh, delighted to meet you, of course. Yes. Now, you inquired about this magnifying glass. You call me a professional gambler. Well, I suppose I am in a way, but my real profession is that of palmist.
You're what?
I read palms. Not a fortune teller, please. Mine is an exact science, palmistry.
Well, it's so beyond me, but I'm willing to take your word for it. Now, about what happened aboard the Duluth Express last night, Mr. Poulsen. You know, I should by rights charge you for malicious damage to property and persons.
Well, they had themselves to blame.
Oh, how come?
They challenged me to read their palms, and I did.
Oh, well. They didn't like what you told them, is that it?
I didn't tell them anything. When I looked at their hands, I couldn't tell them what I saw. I couldn't.
Yeah, but why not?
Their lines are fate and life, ended at the same moment. The same moment.
Oh, what's that mean?
Well, they're all going to die at the same time. Every one of them.
Go on.
Well, how could I tell them what I'd seen? How could I? So I didn't say anything. And then they started to goad me and taunt me. And then
you lost your temper.
Well, I suppose I must have.
Yeah, of course, you could have made a mistake, mister. I mean, you were drunk, remember?
It was written clearly. The same sign in every hand I saw.
Oh, but men can't die together. Well, it ain't natural.
But the signs are there, in every hand.
Oh, I wouldn't take it so hard, Mr. Poulsen. I got an old aunt who reads teacups. Nothing she's ever told me's ever come true. Tell you what, here, take a look at my hand.
No, I'd rather not.
Go on, put your mind at rest.
No, forget it. What do you say the name of this place was?
Hinckley.
Oh, I walked through to Duluth.
Well, that's a good few miles further on. Oh. The train runs through once a day. Comes through here at about 2, returns to Duluth at 6.
I see.
Yeah, it's a very small place, mister. Lumber mills, nothing else.
Lumber?
Yeah, pine. Oh, magnificent forests, but, oh, they're clearing them up fast.
I see. Pine. Sheriff, you've got 3 young children, haven't you?
What'd you say? How'd you know?
Take them away, now. Now, this moment, take them right away. Something terrible's going to happen.
This is ridiculous. What could happen?
Fire.
Fire? Baby,
but that's possible, isn't it? Pine trees, and it's dry. What are the firefighting arrangements like here?
Well, there ain't none, of course.
None?
Well, of course not.
And the population?
Now, look here, Mr. Poulsen. I ain't charging you for nothing for what happened last night, but You go along to Taffy's and have yourself a good meal there. That's just what you need, food and strong coffee, and then you'll see things in a different light.
Are there any rivers here?
Well, most of them have dried up by this time of the year, but well, there are the swamps further back.
You must take the people there and wait.
What for?
The fire.
Now, look, I had another mistake. Are you going on?
Look,
now,
you
now,
must
just quickly
to
get out. Jump to it, I'm telling you.
Hear what I must say. You're going to regret this, Sheriff. Regret this terribly.
Here's your ham and eggs, honey. Hey, cheer up. Life isn't all that bad.
Thanks. And, let me have another cup of coffee, please.
But that's four.
Well, yeah. I've got money to pay.
Oh, it's not that I didn't think you had. But four is a lot of coffee.
Yeah, it is.
Here you are. Mind you, from what I've heard, you can expect to thirst after what happened last night.
So you heard too, didn't you?
Oh, this is a small town, mister. And me, I hear everything. Drunk and disorderly on the Duluth Express. Are you English?
Yes. This breakfast is good.
Well, what are you doing here?
What am I doing here? Well, I'll tell you. Waiting for death.
Huh?
Oh, and it's coming, believe me. It's coming, all right.
My, a hangover does make you depressed. Do you like more coffee? You have this one on me.
I'm serious about this. Desperately serious.
If you like, mister, I can stretch a few rules and give you a ride.
No, thank you. I'm not drinking anymore.
My, what a miserable life it's going to be for you, mister. Waiting for death and being stone-cold sober into the bargain.
May I see your hand a moment?
Hey, now, wait a minute. None of that.
Please.
No, let go.
Please. The same lines. Exactly the same.
Hey, what are you talking about? What lines? Oh, these lines on my hand. Well, what of them?
The same. Exactly the same. It can't be, but it is. Fate. Life.
How old is, honey? How are you? The usual. Make it hot and strong. Say, what's going on? Sorry I'm interrupting something.
Oh, here's a first-class nutcase, Wally. The usual it is.
Wait a minute. You're the guy that checked off the train, ain't you?
Yes.
Well, what's this, then?
Here's your coffee, mister. Here, take a look at Wally's hand. Go on. Go on.
Here, have a dago.
Shall I be honest with you?
Only hear him talk.
Do you want the truth?
Well, tell him the truth. Go on.
You are going to die very soon.
Oh, what's going on here?
Oh, join the party, Pete. Yeah? This gent's just told Wally he's going to die.
What?
I'm not going to die for anyone.
Let him have a look at your hand, Pete. Go on. Go on.
Okay, here. Injury. Severe.
Now, look, mister, I don't like being told a thing like that.
Oh, but you don't believe him, Pete.
Well, no, but all the same.
Look, if you've got any sense, you'll get out of this town now. Now, take your families and go.
Say, what is this?
I told you, Pete, a nutcase with a heavy hangover.
Can't you see that I'm deadly serious? Well, can't you? You must leave this town.
Now, wait a minute, mister. Keep your voice down. This talk could start trouble.
What can I say to make you realize that I know? The people here must be saved. You have to do something.
My, he is in a bad way.
Do you want to die? And you? Haven't you families to think of? Are you content to sit here knowing that any moment disaster is going to strike?
Quiet, that's enough.
No. I will be heard. I must be heard. Everyone gather around and listen to me.
Now, Wally, cut around to the sheriff fast and tell him to come. Much more of this crazy talk and the folks here are going to panic.
Laugh, you fools! Don't laugh!
Hey, that's Poison.
Hey, you know him, Sheriff.
I warn you, a lot of you, that if you don't leave this town now, this moment, you will be destroyed!
He said that before! But tell us how, what'll happen!
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know for sure. I don't know anything for sure. It might be fire. But I've read your hand, and you've all got the same sign, either death or injury. Look, you see, I've got the same sign, too. Yeah. I don't escape. None of us do.
Oh, stop this talk. Yeah. You're scaring the women.
Listen to me. I beg of you. Go now.
If you don't, this terrible thing will be on my conscience. Get out of this town. Go to the swamps and wait there, but leave Hinkley. Leave it.
Oh, pipe down.
That's right, mister, and if you don't, Wally here will make you.
Yeah, you better stop him, Sheriff. The crowd looks ugly.
Yeah. Hey, Posey.
What? It's you, Sheriff.
Yeah, if you don't keep quiet, I'll charge you for causing a disturbance.
But why don't any of you believe me? Haven't I proved that I can read your palms? Haven't I?
And you've proved you're a professional gambler, too, carrying loaded dice and marked cards.
Don't get right.
Now, Posey, just keep quiet.
Are you afraid? Is that it?
Didn't you hear the sheriff? Be quiet.
Yeah, come on now, Posey. That's enough now. Look, there's a mule train coming through here in an hour's time, going up Duluth way. You'd better hitch a ride, Mr. Posey.
Can't you understand what I'm saying, Sheriff? Can't you?
Now, look, I want no more talk from you, Poison. Do you understand me? None. You'll have the whole town up in a panic before you finish.
I am not leaving, Sheriff.
All right, then. You can stay on this one condition, that we hear no more nonsense from you.
If you can see a fire coming, why don't you get out while you got the chance?
Yeah, why not?
Because I have a conscience, that's why.
A professional gambler having a conscience? Oh, that's funny, that is.
I've done all I can. Witness all of you.
All right, give me a
I tried to help.
Just quiet and listen to me.
I've stood here enduring your jibes and your insults and your laughter. I can do no more. Once, I enjoyed reading the future. Now I know it's more than any man can bear.
That'll do now, Poison. How you get?
It's all right, Sheriff. It's all right. I can see such horror and devastation. And no one will believe me. No one.
Nothing doing at all. No telegraphs being through for hours. Oh, sit down, Pete, here by the window.
Ah, thanks. Phew, it's hot, isn't it? I've never known it like this before. Oh, there's been quite a performance over at Taffy's place.
Oh?
Yeah. Some madman said we were all going to die. The sheriff had to clear him out.
Yeah, I know about it. He was raving drunk on the Duluth Express last night.
Oh, yeah, sure, I was there. He read our hands and said we would die together. So we checked him off the train. A crazy professional gambler by the name of Porson. He didn't want to tell us, but we made him.
Strange. I wonder if... Oh, a message coming through. Just a moment, Pete. I'll take it. Warning. Warning. Poker gamma wiped out by fire.
What?
Shh. Approaching Hinkley. Warn inhabitants.
Warn.
Poker gamma wiped out?
Fire approaching?
Come on, Pete. Yeah. Let's give the alarm.
Run for your lives. Forest on fire.
A gravel pit, quickly.
Hey, what's up?
Message come through. Poker gamma wiped out. Fire's coming this way.
Oh, you're starting a fight.
No, come on.
Run!
Run!
Early over the water channels near the rail track.
Oh, no, come on.
Right, keep on running across there.
The forest exploding.
That's what Parson said. There'd be a fire. He said there'd
be a... Get moving, Tommy. Get moving.
Bill's going up. Come on, quick, all of you, this way.
We haven't a hope. None of us. Flames everywhere. We're surrounded.
I'd go steady, Jim. There's too much smoke about.
We should never have left Duluth and all this. We were crazy.
You think we should put back?
No, we might get through.
For land's sakes. Look at those flames up there. Just look at them.
Poker Gamma's got it, and so's Hinkley by the look of it.
I wonder where the folks have gone to.
Not much water about. River's mighty low last time I saw it. Wonder what the devil started all this.
Oh, a spark maybe, or a match. It didn't need much to get things going. Wait a minute, Jim.
Hey.
Look, the line up ahead.
People.
They're coming this way. Brakes, quickly, man. Put on the brakes.
I'll have to throw it into reverse. And then... Get off the track, you fools. Off the track.
You've done it, Jim. You've done it.
Help! Help!
There's
There's a whole crowd of them. They seem in bad shape, Jim.
Here, let me give you a hand, mister.
Hurry, Jack!
There's nowhere for us to go. The river's dry and we
need water. It's all right, man. Up you get. Up you get.
Oh, help. There are 100 burned here. They're burned.
Come aboard now. Quickly now. What's it like further on?
You'll never get through, mister. Never. The sleepers are bursting into flame.
And how's Bridgestone Bridge?
Well, I don't know. Flames are thick there about.
Well, then you get there. Quickly. There you are. That's it.
Okay, Jim. They're all aboard.
I'm reversing to the swamps, Jack.
Reversing? You'll be okay?
Yeah, I can't risk it if the bridge is doubtful. Swamp's only 6 miles back.
There are flames behind us.
Look, ma'am, you just sit quiet and let me get you out of this. Putting her into reverse.
Okay.
That's it. Opening regulator. Give her more coal, Jack.
Right. Gosh, it's hot in the tender.
Hey, Pete, bring that bucket of water again.
Right.
Thanks. I'll douse the flames with it.
How's the woodwork back in the carriages?
See it.
It's burning, Jim. The whole train's alight. As long as the sleepers hold, we might be able to make it.
Be a flame.
Did you hear that, Jack?
Look over there. Do you see those men?
Hold on. I'm applying the air brakes. Great heavens. See that gust of flames.
But you can't stop them. You can't. The flames are too bad.
I can't leave them.
But you can't stop them. There are too many aboard. You can't risk their lives. Keep moving, Jim. You've done enough.
Once we stop, we'll never start again. That's true.
Just keep moving.
Right. I'll keep the regulator open from now on. Much water left, Jack.
Yeah, a little. Why?
Give my hands a dousing. The controls are getting hot.
Okay. Jim, they're practically red hot.
Don't talk, Jack. Don't talk. Just do as I say. Oh, the smoke's getting thick.
The swamps are coming into view now. The trees are alight.
Is there much water about?
Yeah, there's enough.
Take her alongside. Only hope to heaven the sleepers hold. They're bursting into flames ahead of us. Now I wish to heaven this wind hadn't sprung up. As soon as I stop, tell them all to run for their lives.
But what about you?
No, forget about me. Be ready to get the doors open. I'm stopping now. Quickly, the doors. The doors, open them.
Oh, everybody out. Everyone out of the swamp.
Get out of the
swamp.
Get quick
out. Out you get. Come on.
Hey, where's the driver?
He's back in the cab. I'm going for him.
Well, I'm coming, too.
Don't you risk it, buddy. Just make a bolt for it.
Not in your life. He stopped for me, and I'm stopping for him.
Jim, come on.
Hey, here he is. Hey, look at the controls. He held me, wasn't he? Come on, help me.
Just look at his hands. The controls are red hot. That's got him. Gently now.
All right, Jack.
It's all right, pal. We've got you.
Hey, what the devil was that?
Fire must have reached the dynamite in the mills. There's some more going up.
Yeah, we just made it in time.
And there must be hundreds who haven't. Won't be long now.
You know, he saw all this.
Who saw it?
That crazy bloke. He saw it all.
Good. Here are the swamps now. There's quite a depth of water. Just lay him down here.
Here, look.
Jim, is there anything I can do to help him?
He's all right now. You just take care of yourself.
Oh.
Now lie down here away from these roots in case they catch light.
Okay.
When you see the flames whipping over, you just take a deep breath, tuck your head under, and keep it there as long as you can.
The train! Look at it now!
The whole thing's burning.
Oh.
We just made it. Yeah, we just made it. Thanks to Jim here. How do you feel?
Oh, terrible. Ooh. I saw the flames coming, and the last I remember was shoving my head under the water.
Oh. You know, you look funny. Most of your hair's gone.
Yeah? Well, you aren't looking so lovely neither, Tony. Here, let me give you a hand up. The flames have gone now.
Yeah. Reckon we're the only guys who can move, Pete.
Yeah.
Look at them. We'd better go and get help.
Yeah, look, the whole place is smoldering. Duluthway is our best bet.
Yeah.
You think you'll make it?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, I'd be glad to lie down flat in Shunkle's house. I reckon if we hadn't, we wouldn't be here now.
Now, we've got a lot to thank that train driver for. By the look of things, the roof has been so bad. Hey, see down there, black smoke, miles of it. When we get to the top of this rise, we'll be able to see Hinckley.
The rail bridge is down there. Oh, look at Gridstone. It's all twisted and melted.
Yeah, well, Wally and the rest of them ran to the river. See, there's no water running at all.
Fire must have gone.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable, V. Unbelievable.
Well, you can see Hinckley now. Look, through there. And
there's nothing. There's just nothing left.
You couldn't tell there was a town there once, could you?
No.
Hello there! Hello!
Well, who's that?
Hello over there! This way!
Look, Pete, look!
Yeah?
It's a relief party coming down the track. Come on, let's go to them and tell them about the others. Come on!
Oh, well, Sheriff, how is it, huh? Are you feeling better?
Yeah. The doc said I can get up tomorrow.
Ah, that's what I like to hear. Oh, it's been a long time, Jed.
Yeah. Lying here in the hospital, I'd forgotten just how long. Mm-hmm.
2 months and 5 days.
Well, yeah, think of that. 2 months and 5 days. That's a lifetime. Yeah, they never did find out how the fire started, did they?
It could have been anything, a spark, a match. They'll never know for sure.
You know, if it hadn't been for Jim Root on the Duluth Express, we wouldn't be here now, fella.
No, no, he saved 300 people, he did. The doctor tells me he's doing fine now.
Oh, that's just great.
Well, by the time, they thought he wouldn't make it out. You know, his hands were burned under the controls of the train.
Yeah.
He just kept going until he got to the swamps.
You know, he must be given some kind of recognition.
Well, they're talking about a medal.
Oh, that's good. How many died?
500.
500. Is that official?
Yeah, I'm afraid so. Oh, and Jed.
Yeah.
They found this small tin box in the water near the track channels here. You recognize it?
Anything inside?
Yeah. This.
Magnifying glass. So the fire got him.
Yeah. Like he said it would.
Poor guy.
You know, Jed, I've been thinking about this a lot. If we had done what he wanted and sat in those swamps and waited, there would have been 500 more people alive now, wouldn't there?
Yeah, but we couldn't do it. It was just crazy.
Yeah, of course, crazy. Well, maybe it's just as well he went with the others.
Oh? Why?
Remember what he said at Taffy's? Remember? Once I enjoyed looking to the future. But now I know it's more than any man can bear. Horror. Devastation. You can see it plainly. But no one will believe you. No one.
Guess he was right, Pete. None of us did.
No. And things would have been mighty different if we had. Wouldn't they?
Bring you a true story that has made headlines in Scoop.